Sagittarius, and welcome to your ultimate Mercury retrograde reading for 2015. The Mercury retrograde that is happening in Gemini between the 18th, 19th of May and the 11th of June. Gemini is your opposite sign in the whole sign house system. All of the sign Gemini counts for your seventh house and solar house system. It is the seventh house from your sun, and therefore, as the seventh house, the opposite house, opposite sign, it is about your one-on-one relationships. Now, these one-on-one relationships include all kinds of relationships. Doesn't really matter what they are, where the relationship is a kind of a face-to-face relationship, something on level ground where there's not a direct line of authority. That is a seventh house relationship. Typically, it represents partners and, in the old astrology books, interestingly enough, open enemies, not concealed enemies. Those are in the 12th house. It's a different house. So that's a bit of traditional astrology. I view it as the house of relationships, partnerships, and most significantly, the environment that you are in, of which relationships are a significant part of that environment. For some people, they represent the entire environment. Whether the quality of their relationships is good or not, and whatever else about their relationships, that's kind of the world in which we live. And this whole retrograde takes place in Gemini, which is suggesting that it is necessary to proceed with a great deal of consciousness in your personal relationships. It is not the time to proceed in any kind of an unconscious way. The thing is that those who tend to proceed in an unconscious way don't really necessarily think about this thing called being conscious or consciously being conscious or whatever that might be. And so, you know, is it possible to change that? I don't know, but I'm going to give you some information that I hope will be of assistance. One significant thing to remember is that Mercury retrograde only lasts about 3.5 weeks, tack about 2 weeks on either side. And we're talking about basically a 7-week process. But I think that the peak of this retrograde is going to come around the second week. It looks like between about May 25th and May 31st is the most intriguing, puzzling part of this, where most of what I say will be the most relevant, particularly the cautionary parts. But I have to say, I'm feeling a bit protective of you looking at this chart, and not two things. One, wanting to make sure that you're not taken advantage of in some way, and second, wanting to remind you that it is necessary to remember how much of what you bring into relationships manifests in those relationships, and yet at the same time, it so often either doesn't seem so or it seems impossible that it's so, where it seems that people just are the way they are and they do what they do, and there's nothing that you can really do about the depth psychology that you might have going on, except the best thing you can do is to become conscious of this thing called projection. So let's start with some basic things first. Communication is often a bit tricky with Mercury retrograde, but especially so when it's in your seventh house, and especially when it's the ruler of your seventh house. That's a big piece of this, because your seventh house is Gemini, which is ruled by Mercury, and so we have Mercury powerfully placed in its domicile, in its home sign. So in this kind of routine, Mercury has an advantage because it is so strong in Gemini, and yet it's going to be retrograde, which puts it in a compromised position. So you may be dealing with someone who is inherently strong, but in some way feels...